I'm sitting here with the newest member of the trust fund, Xavier Daniels. Xavier, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fine myself. Okay, you are the newest member of the trust fund, as I understand. Am I correct?
Yes, I am.
I've always learned, as when I was younger, never ask a person what did they do to get into jail. So what were you incarcerated for?
You know, I can't really touch on that, but you just know that, hey, I came to run cell block D. That's all you need to know.
Okay. Going into MPX.
In due time, you'll find out.
All right. Before you got into MPX, have you ever had any wrestling training background, anything like that?
Jerome trained me. And, you know, I was kind of doing my thing out there before the unlucky incarceration, so I'm not completely green to the business.
What do you think about the trust fund as a whole? I mean, I know obviously you and Jerome have roots there, but what about Victor Tadlock and Joey Garcia and Jamie Oliver for that
matter? Yeah, I go way back with those guys. And, you know, I'm a big fan of y'all's show. Sometimes it was, y'all was our only source of entertainment in Cell Block D. And you know, I always hear you reference the fact that we have, like, a mafia family mentality. And you know, I'm here to tell you, that's exactly right. It's always good to have somebody watch your back, but when you're close-knit group of guys like we are, I mean, that just makes it all the sweeter. You know, we have one common goal, and that's to protect the champ, what happens to be my cuz, and you know, that's all there is to it.
Well, as Jamie Allard pointed out on my show, you guys are a family, so obviously it's a very family atmosphere with the trust fund, which I understand that. But Jamie also mentioned that, you know, the main star of the group is Jerome Daniels, while everybody else kind of sits the bench until they're ready to be called up. My question is, and I've seen your pictures, I've seen close of you wrestle, do you think you belong on the bench?
I'm going to tell you like this. Michael Jordan didn't win the championship by himself. He had one of the greatest power forwards in Scottie Pippen, one of the greatest rebounders in Dennis Rodman, arguably one of the greatest clutch three-point shooters in Steve Kerr. This is a team atmosphere. It's not about one guy. We're a group of guys with a common goal. No one's sitting the bench. Everyone knows the role, and everyone plays it out to perfection.
You know, this is the first time the trust fund has ever gone up against a faction of its own, that being the Faithful. This coming Saturday, you get to go to battle with one Mace, or is he Angel of Wrath? Is that correct?
Oh, hell. You call him whatever the hell you want to. As I stated earlier, I survived years in Cell Block D. Let me ask you a question. Do you really think that I'm afraid of some Hollywood dress-up idiot like this so-called Mace? No, I'm not.
I can't imagine you are.
No, I'm not. Come Saturday, you'll find out what Cell Block D is all about, and so is he.
As far as other members of the Faithful, we're talking Mike Fox, we're talking Gigolo James Johnson, or the Angel of Misery. Obviously, they have other names as well that are there. What are your thoughts about those upcoming players for the Faithful as well?
What are my thoughts about them? They're hot garbage. Like I said, they're just like me. They're a bunch of freaks that want to run around and play Hollywood dress up every day of the year. I mean, you can't take them seriously. You kidding me? You know where I come from? You know what I do to people like that? Where I come from? The crying shame, man. You can't take this seriously. Garbage.
My final question for you, sir. What is your goal here with MPX? Do you have a combined goal with the trust fund, or do you have your own separate goals?
Hey, my goal is, like I said, you know, I'm reunited with my thugs. And like I said, we all, hey, protect the champ. I'm a team player. I'm going to play my role on the team.